please. Our next case number is case number 12,260. Kevin W. Clear seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirement for existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Daisy Road, approximately 746 feet east of Honeysuckle Road. The 911 address is 34582 Daisy Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 125.00. Staff would note that specifically the applicant is requesting a 1.9-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for a pole building and a 1.7-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard for an existing shed. Staff would note we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you. State your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Kevin Clear. My address is 34582 Daisy Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 1994.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
We are here tonight looking for a 23-inch variance for our front pole building. We hired a pole building company, and we gave them our deposit. We went over everything as far as the building goes, and they showed up one day, staked out the building, and then we never saw them again. My wife and I called for 3 weeks solid, emailed them, texted them, and we did not get any response at all. I called the bank and told the bank what was going on, and they were sympathetic, but they said that I needed to make some progress to look for another builder, and that's what I did. I called several other pole building in the area. A few called me back, and those who did call me back said that they were 6 to 8 months out before they could help us. So therefore, I spoke to a gentleman who was a home builder, and he was finishing up a home, and he told me that he was capable. He had never done it, but he said he was capable of building a pole building, and he said that after he finished that home that he could come for 2 or 3 weeks and before he started his next project and build this building for us. So we did hire him. I think that when he came in, he went off of what Ready Buildings had set up, and somewhere the measurement was missed, to be exact.
Okay.
So that's why we're looking for the variance for the 23 inches. They placed the building 23 inches too close to the road.
Okay, convince us that you meet the standards.
If you look at the building and the property, we had an old, 100-year-old building on the property that I used to live in. It was falling down, and we, you know, destroyed that building to build this building. So I think, you know, obviously it looks better. I spoke to both my neighbors on both sides. They're okay with the situation.
So in what he's asking for, these answers that you answered the five criteria. One of them is where the septic is. Where's your septic in relation to this property?
It is on the other side. Thank you.
Driveway.
I'm sorry, I forgot my glasses. It is on the other side of our driveway. Mm-hmm. And it's probably 60 feet away from that building.
Okay. So when you pull in your driveway, it's there on the right.
It is.
And you didn't create this.
No.
Because you relied on someone else to build it?
I did. I was actually working out of town, about an hour out of town, and I was leaving the house at about 6:30 in the morning, coming home about 6 o'clock at night. So I didn't...
Who pulled the permit? There's no signature.
Ready Buildings pulled the permit.
Ready Buildings.
They did. And as far as I can tell, they're out of business. I can't.
Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No, ma'am.
And it cannot otherwise be developed because it's already built, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the uniqueness of the property? The narrowness and the long length of the property?
I think so, yes.
Did you build all this, these other structures that are here, or you purchased it that way?
No. The structure in the back, the home, was moved there.
Okay.
And the other structures are mostly Amish sheds, except for the one on the side there with the green roof is a run-in for horses.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that's 3.5 feet off the property line?
That's correct.
And do you have a variance for that?
I do not.
Okay, so you plan to move it?
I do.
Okay, and to be in compliance?
Yes.
How many dogs do you have in your kennel?
Probably 8.
Okay, then you're going to need a variance for that as well, because the maximum you can have is 5. I'm sorry. So staff will note that. Any other questions for members of the board?
I am.
Everybody comfortable with his standards?
Yes.
Sure. How far are you from the edge of paving of the adjacent roadway?
How far am I?
Your front property line to where the asphalt starts.
Probably 12, 13 feet.
So it doesn't appear your whole building wouldn't actually be, it's greater than 40 feet from what would be the actual roadway.
It is.
You think that may have been where the error was made?
I think so. I showed them the property lines, but there's a fence there, and I think that's what they went off is the fence.
Have you had any complaints about it?
I have not.
Okay. And you said it was on the same site as an older building, I guess, that you were living in, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Was that other building closer to the road than this?
It was 17 feet.
Okay, so much significantly.
It was very close, yes.
I presume you're using this for storage.
Correct? I am. Right. I am.
And just to be clear, you are only seeking the variance for the whole building, but not the shed, because you're moving the shed into.
That's correct. Right. That's correct.
Very good. Thank you much. That's all I have.
Okay.
All right. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? There's one. Two, but one's under 18. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Are we adding in there about the dogs?
You'll have the staff.
That'll actually
make sure.
Require a special use exception for a commercial kennel.
Yes, special use. Okay. I meant a special use.
Okay, so we're not discussing that, correct?
Mm-mm.
Correct.
We'll come back.
Then I make a motion that we approve case number 12,260. I believe that they have convinced me of all 5 of the standards for granting a variance. So I make that motion.
Have the motion. Is there a second?
I second that.
We have a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. And the office will contact you about your kennels.
Thank you.
Mr. Clear, if I can get a copy of that back, please.
Sure.